We are on tape number 88. It's Friday, July 17th at 6:25 p.m. Hawaii time. Carolyn with JW to begin with. Hi, JW.
Hello, hello. Funny story, he was talking about chores.
Okay.
We were breaking a new mule in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, my next door neighbor was down playing. We were inseparable, always, you know, playing morning, noon, and night.
Mm-hmm.
And we had made a bunch of noise. Well, of course, it was a new mule, and he was skittish anyway. So he broke the hames, broke away from the plow, and tore off out in the pasture in the woods.
Wow.
So we had to go get him. We did. Well, it was a big drama thing. And so we were just goofing around down in the garden playing. Well, apparently we did it one step too far of what my daddy thought was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So he tied the mule to the corner post. The mule sat down, which is not what happens to a mule. They don't sit down. He sat down, and he made me and my next door neighbor take turns pulling the plow.
Oh.
We had caused the stir that ran the mule off, and we were just down there watching. Well, when we caused all that trouble, he let the mule sit down and watch us and made us pull the plow.
Oh, that.
It was the most priceless thing you'd ever want to play with.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much fun.
Very good. There's your daddy.
Did not for long, but we got a feel. We had a healthy appreciation for pulling a plow.
Mm-hmm. I know. Those are things you'll never forget.
It's even though try as you might.
Okie dokie. So what do you want to cover tonight?
Oh, just everything, anything. Please yourself. What you call. Choice.
I know. Well, we've been neglecting medicine. I know we did it yesterday, but let's get back on track with the medicine then and continue on.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we speak to Ion?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ion. How are you?
Very pleasantly happy, thank you.
Very good. Okay, we are at reading number 88, and we're going to start off doing some medicine with Ion, and we left off yesterday at neuropathy. So if you'd like to go into neuropathy, that would be swell.
And that's the next one on your list, for real?
Well, you said it yesterday, and I looked at my list, and I didn't have neuropathy specifically, so it became the fastest path to my joy.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Typically what happens when you have this neuropathy is this phantom pain. Typically presents in the legs.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't make any sense out of it. It's not, you know, if you get it just right, they can't ever even pinpoint it, but it can be very severe and very, very tragically painful,
mm-hmm.
causing muscle spasms.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hit it with morphine. They do all kinds of things, depending on the degree or level of disconnection, of course. Has to do with any of those nerve ending reactionary plug-ins into mm-hmm. that system that cause those muscles to convulse.
Mm-hmm.
Even to them, they run it back from the veins of the vascular system.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, if it's a really huge disconnection, they'll even do that test called a venogram,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is, of course, silliness, but please yourself. You know, if you want to see it, looking for a blood clot,
mm-hmm.
many times associated with blood clots or protractions that cause a lack of adequate flow,
mm-hmm.
can sometimes then be spawned into what you call phlebitis,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as well,
mm-hmm.
minus the edema, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the disconnection then, or neuropathy by taking the name, has to do with the nerve system, and any apathy. What do you call an apathy?
Apathy. It's a malady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there, by the name itself, describes the lack of ease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how do you get those? Or what's the disconnection? Is that the next place, or did we cover the girth enough?
Well, yeah, I need to know a little more of some specifics on the disconnection.
That's what we're asking. If that's enough of the details or bit of particulars.
Right.
Okay. The disconnection then becomes a nerve. Somebody got on your last nerve.
Uh huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And not arterially, but ventricularly.
Venously, you mean?
Well, okay. Yes. Well,
okay.
You can correct us. It's all right. Our southern drawl does have a way of picking up those synapses regularly, don't they?
Yeah.
Anyhow, venally,
mm-hmm.
the ventricular motion
mm-hmm.
is disturbed. For example, your pump's pumping great for it to go, but you can't. You don't have a problem going down the hill, but you start having trouble when you start up the hill.
Yeah. Right.
And if that becomes the case, that everything is uphill in mm-hmm. your life,
mm-hmm.
every step you take is uphill. People used to tell the stories about walking to school in 3 feet of snow,
yeah.
uphill 20 miles both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you go uphill 20 miles both ways?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they described it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they come into that place of no other way but up. A climb,
mm-hmm.
a struggle,
mm-hmm.
and when that becomes that particular position, we're going to say this a different way than we normally would. When that particular condition becomes the fastest path to your joy,
mm-hmm.
neuropathy is more than likely what they will tag as the cause of the malady.
Hmm.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, it's a run around circle sentence.
I don't know.
When that particular condition, when neuropathy becomes the fastest path to your joy, neuropathy is the cause.
No, that's not what we said. What we said, sorry. JW's trains are racing.
Mm-hmm. Coming right through the house.
He's out enjoying this blissfully cool weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what we said was, we're going to say it a little bit different. When a disconnection or the feeling, the emotion that you are experiencing of every way you go is uphill.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No matter which way you're going, there doesn't seem to be a downside or a down off the roller coaster taking your breath away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all a steady, hard climb.
Mm-hmm.
When that's the disconnection or your feeling, when you get to that place and that particular place or feeling becomes the fastest path to your joy, then neuropathy is likely what your standard of care will label it as.
Mm-hmm.
Did that help a little?
Yeah, just a little. Okay.
Because typically we'd say that's the disconnection, and when you have that, then you catch neuropathy. Or if that's what it builds to, because it's a pretty big deal.
It's just insane. You know, when everything is a struggle and a climb and an effort.
And that becomes the fastest path to your joy.
Yeah, I just want a little explanation on that.
Okay, we were turning it around so it wouldn't be the same old humdrum of where you are. Many people climb rocks
mm-hmm.
for joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll scale a mountain.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then they'll rappel down, not giving any energy at all.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for the joy of climbing the rock wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when you are only climbing a rock wall, and it's not your joy,
mm-hmm.
that sets up a disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
And that disconnection then, you can beat the drum of, I'm always uphill, it's always uphill, I'm tired, I can't go anymore, it's always uphill, why is everything uphill? Why do I always get uphill? It's always a climb, it's always a fight, it's always a problem, it's always, to the point that that then becomes the 3-2-1 experience that you're creating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That 3-2-1 experience will give you, let you be, do, or have anything that you would like to be, do, or have.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, your body responds, the genie in the lamp, the non-physical part of you says, your wish is my command. Okay, you got neuropathy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You line it up.
Okay, yeah.
More than have a disconnection that turns into a dis-ease.
I see.
They don't call neuropathy a disease.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, that's wonderful. That makes sense.
It's a little bit, we're just trying to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
We're trying to be cute.
Oh, you don't have to try to do that.
I understand. We can just find the verb tense and the phrasality of the clause. We're doing it. We're hitting 100, right?
Okay. Batting. What is it when you bat?
Batting 1,000.
Batting 1,000. Okay.
That's perfect. That means you get a hit every single time.
Wow. Okay. What about?
And so everybody that just starts out is batting 1,000 until the first pitch, and then. They're bitten 500.
Whoa.
And so the average turns into a good hitter's 300.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they're hitting a third of the time.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about night blindness?
Night blindness?
Yeah, that's... Night blindness. It's usually a vitamin A deficiency.
Typically, how many milliequivalents would you suggest to adjust it, and in which format would you suggest would be the best balance?
Well, the treatment is, you know, anywhere between 25,000 to 50,000 units.
Is that milliequivalents?
No, it's vitamin A units, international units, I think it is.
Okay. The reason we ask is because that gets to be kind of glib after a second. Now, you're right, we're not warring anything or pushing against anything,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Typically, in the cornea's reaction to dilation,
mm-hmm.
the reason you have what you call... The reason it becomes a big issue is you have night blindness, meaning it doesn't mean that you can't see at night. It means like if you're driving and there's a light meeting you, it blinds you. The bright light, your eyes aren't dilating.
Yeah, okay.
It's because guess what, sugar? If you turn off all the lights, everybody's blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're talking, the night blindness only comes or occurs when people got out of the rotation of, it's nighttime, the sun's gone down, go to bed. Sun comes up, get up. See?
Yeah. What would mean, though, isn't it that the pupils aren't constricting?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly correct.
Not dilating. Okay, you said dilating. Okay.
Well, with the nightness, the night dilates the eye.
Yeah.
And so then when any light comes in, it really, really, really burns and causes temporary blindness.
Right. Okay, got it.
We said it backwards again. We're upside down tonight. That's
okay.
We've had too much
fun. You've got me here. I'll correct you as much as I can.
Bless you, my child.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so, yeah, and is there a disconnect there, is it a vitamin deficiency, or what sets up a vitamin deficiency to cause that?
Well, there's not really a disconnection from that. You remember what's telling the tale? I don't think it was in the medical world, but do you remember the pirates wore the patch over their eyes?
Right. I think you told us that, so that they could, when they went down in the hold, they could just switch their patch and they'd be able to see
perfectly.
Right.
So were they suffering from night blindness?
No, I don't know.
But they were able to instantly adjust their eyes for the pupil dilation correction.
Yeah.
So, of course, as with anything, there would be varying degrees.
Mm-hmm.
A good example, you get up in the night and you're going to go to the bathroom and you may not turn a lot of lights on or something, or you hit the wrong button, too many lights come on, and then you're standing there just blinded
mm-hmm.
because your eyes were very well dilated in the darkness,
mm-hmm.
balancing, coming comfortable in the environment from the amount of lumens that the rods and cones were able to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flood that, and it's open too much, like a shutter overexposed film.
Mm-hmm.
Same way, you overexpose the rods and cones, and they just shut down because it blinds you because it's more than it can assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have a harder time having their eyes corrected. So, I'm wanting to see, my eyes are dilated so far that I want to see clearly at night so that when any light comes into your experience, it can be a little bit of light that can really burn your eyes and cause you to go blind because you're just having to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, typically that only lasts for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So you get used to it. Well, then, you turn the lights right back off right then, and then all of a sudden you're blind as a bat because you're
mm-hmm.
now adjusted for the bright light, and you have to dilate back out. If it's not in a hurry to correct itself,
mm-hmm.
that's some of the bill of particulars you would call of the suffering from night blindness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in the cataract world, that can be more noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you start a cataract, then that really becomes more painful because that becomes the clouding or fogging of the of the iris.
And I don't know if I get the disconnection. I sort of zoned out a little bit there.
Well, yeah, because there's not a lot of disconnection. It's the getting used to.
Uh-huh.
Night blindness isn't a disease of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's just your ability to adjust diaphragm dilation.
Yeah.
And yes, vitamin A will build it the same way. That, isn't it interesting? The same way that the pilots that were flying at night, they turned them orange from eating the carrots.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And they pumped them full of so much beta-carotene that they literally physically turned orange to enhance their night vision. And apparently it is the vitamin A, and some would say beta-carotene, blah, blah, blah. Pick your poison, because carrots didn't always used to be yellow either, so orange or whatever color they are.
Yeah.
Be ugly colors, purples and weird
colors. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And it was more starchy, more than potatoes in its day.
Right.
It's that combination that made them yellow. And also is what, that it was an engineered process, darling, that caused it, that turned them orange. The carrot now, you're only eating carrots that are orange.
Mm-hmm.
But that same process, not to mention the wonderful fiber, does increase levels of beta carotene and huge amounts of vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone had that disconnection, we're not suggesting that you turn yourself orange. But yes, eating not cooked carrots, but raw carrots would indeed increase that. A lot of the elderly or aged folks seem to have that more into their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't just run around here chomping on raw carrots for whatever reason, enjoy what you call carrot salad.
Mm-hmm.
Helps it because some people don't have all their teeth as they age and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more difficult, but make a nice carrot salad and enjoy that several times a week,
mm-hmm.
and it'll help with that this connection of adjusting dilation. Sometimes it's also the blood flow, you see, that causes that to be quicker or slow.
Oh, yeah.
And it also enhances blood flow that you naturally can adjust that if there's a weak point that becomes your problem. Or an easier thing to do is if you have that, don't drive at night.
Mm-hmm. Okie doke. Now, the next one I have in my list, it's nosebleeds, and I don't even know if you want to bother with that. It's not...
Well,
you want to bother with it?
Sure. Anything that opens up, especially, you know, I mean, if you... anything that you open up will bleed, and if you have enough white... we know it's a platelets.
Mm-hmm.
And your clotting factor was not in jeopardy. You see,
mm-hmm.
Now we're not talking about whole plasma, we're talking about the platelets
mm-hmm.
specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have a bump or something in your nose that opens that up, it's a free place to bleed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not on Coumadin, well, that's a nasty word, but if you're not on a blood thinner,
mm-hmm.
then yes, that can be your experience. Sometimes through the septum that those walls get thinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in that place, they can open up. It's the same. Now, you're really going to get into this now.
Okay.
The same thing can happen with the skin. When Jesus's pores bled
mm-hmm.
blood.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Now, those are very sensitive areas in the sinus area.
Mm-hmm.
If they get thin, then that absolutely can open those capillaries up and they can bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Those that have the enjoying position of what you call rock candy,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can blow a hole in their nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
right.
It will bleed. But if you're just giving a bump or you know, you get hit with a ball or something, and you get a nosebleed or somebody bumps you or you hit a door or your wife beats the hell out of you or something, if that happens, here's what to do for it. Take ice
mm-hmm.
to the back of your neck.
Yeah, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Well, what it does is it cools it down, and the cooling it down, it helps coagulate from going into your brain, because that's where that blood source is fed through.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you put ice on the back of the head, if you've got a really big, you know, a pretty voracious bleed,
mm-hmm.
then you can put ice on the back of your head and it helps the coagulation.
Okay.
If you're not compromised.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a free bleeder, you can cut yourself shaving and bleed out. So.
Right. Well, what is there, I mean, for some people have chronic nosebleeds. Is there
It's a thinning of the capillaries in the sinus.
Mm-hmm.
And many people who develop that have already had lots of sinusitis.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes mm-hmm. they have those, what you call polyps and
mm-hmm.
Nodes that are formed.
Mm-hmm.
And many times they've had to have those where they flush the sinuses and they start doing different things. Many times that also, all that extra attention can help ease the process of thinning of those capillaries. And then once those walls get so thin, just like on your dermis, somebody that has thin dermis, you can squeeze them and they turn purple because they bleed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And unless there's like some surgical procedure that you're healing from, it's never a natural occurrence to have a nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
and what a nosebleed is, darling, is a symptom of something else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like a little fever. You don't have fever on your list of what's the disconnection when you have fever. No, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It lets your body know that it's heating up to destroy whatever viral, bacterial, something that your body has gained a little excess of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it heats it up to kill it. It pasteurizes the body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you start profusely blooding through your nose, then it's not the bloody nose is not the problem. Just as a snotty nose is not the problem with a cold. Right. It's a symptom of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So how you work with that is tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And how you work with that is that becomes so common that it's normal, then you need to go find, get a little closer to what it is, what the vibration is. The same thing in the menstrual cycles. You start bleeding all the time, that's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you do that continually, then there's another disconnection
mm-hmm.
that you've maybe not been able to put your finger on as of yet. But don't worry, it'll get worse until you do. Stay
mm-hmm.
with nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a protector. Lets you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a protector. Nice.
It gives a warning. It's a warning thing. Same thing if you get up and you're dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal. So you may be experiencing a little elevated blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Or you doubled up on your Viagra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obesity is our next disconnection.
Is that a disconnection?
For some people, it's hard to say. I mean, some people are fine with their weight. Some people supposedly aren't. I don't know. I mean, I think there's huge disconnection in our society about people who are overweight. So,
honey, you can't even decide what normal triglycerides are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what good cholesterol is. You can't say this is right blood pressure or wrong blood pressure. You can't say that this is, you go by the mean average.
Mm-hmm.
And anything 1 point outside of the mean average, then is abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly need to be on a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality of that is that's just not so.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of the oneness that they're trying to bastardize and beat you to death with
mm-hmm.
is the same thing that causes you to get out of whack to start with. The only reason everybody's obese is because the models got so thin.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the Renaissance is what we're playing with, the Renaissance.
Uh-huh.
You go back to the Renaissance and you start looking at them paintings, pictures mm-hmm. that them fancy painters painted back in them days.
Mm-hmm.
So only the beautiful ones were painted buck naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't paint the gangly ones, did they?
Mm-mm.
Every one of them you painted, they had a butt. They had thighs.
Mm-hmm.
They were not 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, if they was going to, men folks was going to sleep with these beautiful women, they didn't want to sleep with a sack full of bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They wanted some meat on their bones. So the only reason that changed, so now everybody has to go to the bariatric doctor if they're 109 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Society says 99's the top.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but that'll kill you. Well, yes, but so will worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So will taking diet pills to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
So will, it's all in the state of the mind. The fulcrum, the mind, balance of that Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, in Louisiana, that's peppers, onions, and carrots.
No, stay on track now. Back up. Get back here.
We were just playing with
you. Yeah, you wanted to see if I was still on point. I am.
You slip you into roughage and vegetables to be the Holy Trinity.
I need to go back to the fat will kill you, so will the worry about it. And then there was another one you said.
Yes, and that would tell you that you have to take diet pills.
Oh, yeah, and the diet pills, yeah.
The diet pills
themselves.
Correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's how this works. But the obesity issue is not too heavy or too light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, for him, it was a grounding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the grounding had to keep him in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, of course, his legs were just bursting, and it was just, you know, oh, you can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he trapped himself.
Mm-hmm. What do other people do with their obesity? What is there a generalization at all that you can say?
It's the balance. Yes, it's the balancing in the mind.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
looking for a reason. Here's an example, and it doesn't have to be necessarily obesity. But somebody doesn't like to do something,
mm-hmm.
okay? So they play sick, so they don't have to do something.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, the next thing you know, they really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they practice putting themselves in the vibrational proximity of that reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a trick, but the body doesn't know the difference
mm-hmm.
between truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't know the difference.
Right.
And you're setting a rule. But then you won't usurp your rule, and
mm-hmm.
then that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, morbidly obese, that's when it gets really fun. Obesity's okay, but morbidly obese,
mm-hmm.
that just means that they don't know what to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to the morbid obesity, it's in the mind. It's
right.
a trick in the mind.
Right.
And it's not a disease,
okay.
my dear.
Yeah.
It's not a lack of ease.
Right.
It is the fastest path to your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that's heavy?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that's not? Duane would joke, they'd take, well now, see, any IV he got was a cut down.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he went, it was huge, it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do his test, and he had an ejection fracture of a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
Had to, you couldn't pump that much blood. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't keep that
right.
much circulation.
Right.
And he jokingly laughed and said, well, your heart's going to get too, if the fat around your heart's going to get too much, it's just going to smother you out.
Mm.
And you know what I'm saying? They tell you
all
this stuff
about... Well, what did he think was happening?
Nothing. He was healthy.
Mm. Did he...
Every test they gave him, he passed in flying colors.
Mm.
They couldn't tell him a reason to diet.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't come up with a reason. There was no medical wrong. There was nothing medically wrong that said, see,
uh-huh.
you put on extra weight, so now you got cholesterol, and you're going to have sugar diabetes,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to kill you because you can't live like this.
Right.
He lived with perfect blood pressure. He lived with perfect balance with everything. They checked his heart, and they just stopped. They didn't know what to say. They didn't say a thing.
Interesting.
Because his ejection fracture, I mean, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. But see, as much as he was pumping blood through his system, he could have been running 200 over 160 in your world of blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But actualized over all that plumbing, it became very, very, very normal.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So the short version of it is, it has nothing to do with your health. Literally. And that's first-hand, non-physical knowledge. Here is the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that he died, expired, left his meat sack, is because he trapped himself and couldn't change it or couldn't get out of it so far to the point, but he lost what he thought was his fruitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And once he forfeited his fruitfulness,
mm-hmm.
he went in a month and he was gone.
Mm. Now, but the losing his fruitfulness, that came right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I mean, his...
Well, he would have still been alive right now. He may have been heavy.
Mm-hmm. But
he would have still been alive.
You told me about the grandmother, but I mean, the...
Yeah.
Grandmother, she went to the nursing home. In what time frame?
She had been 10 years before and had expired. You know,
right.
She passed away.
So why was his fruitfulness in question in the last month of his life?
Because his what he considers being important. He was trying to have experiences, and they weren't available because he had eliminated those possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
He would want to go have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great, wonderful. And they would come and visit and all that kind of stuff. But But then, you know, if you can't ever come to a place where you have a relationship, he found himself wanting more, and there was no way possible at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He eliminated his own possibilities. And then when it got to be so much bother to live,
mm-hmm.
he became, he didn't want to be a burden. Well, and it was taking a staff of 20 to look after him.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was on a good day.